Very, very excited to have William Prince joining us right here. He's just warming up. And before we go to that, we're going to play, I guess this was the first single that came out a little while ago. This is such a good one. This is new music from William Prince. It's called The Carney. He's going to chat with us right after that.
One half of my two oldest friends took a job till the summer's end. A wonder show and a pop-up tent, kicking dust in every small town. And out of work, in the end, a few hundred a week ain't that bad, my friend. Don't think he ever picked up a wrench in his whole damn life. Buzzing lights in the mosquito's bed, thought for sure that he quit. Just as soon as the nighttime hit, well, he proved me wrong. Cause by the end of it, the tilt-a-whirl and the zipper zip, and he had both hands in it from sunup until they tore down. Most these folks ain't like most these folks. Keep in mind that some folks lie. And if you ever need a place to go, just look for the neon signs. Popcorn, soda, and caramel apples. 3 weeks in, all we couldn't stand. Sleeping on a paper-thin mattress, praying for the rain. Fist fight almost went in the fire. Garbage tattoo of barbed wire covers the arms of this kid named Kyle, who swears Joe stole his wheel. Fairground littered with happy families, painted faces and cotton candy. The kind of life that would be just dandy. Then who'd run the ride? Guess that's just Carney life. Cause most of these folks ain't like most of these folks. Keep in mind that some folks lie. And if you ever need a place to go, just look for the neon sign. Most of these folks ain't like most of these folks. Keep in mind that some folks lie. And if you ever need a place to go, just look for the neon signs. Look for the neon signs.
That is the big booming voice of Mr. William Prince, who joins us live. It is such a treat to have you down here, sir. You're a bit of a mystery to me. I saw you. You opened for Scott Nolan at the Park Theater a couple of years ago or so. I think that was the
North South.
Yes, it was, yeah. Actually. And
it was a live record with Joe.
Yeah, and you came up, and I had no clue who you were. And like three songs in, I was a huge fan.
That's
but ever since then, you've been a moving target. It's like hard to catch you because you don't play all that much.
I try and limit it to, you know, when you're from the city and everything, you gotta take your time with it, you know, because there's only so many times you can play in the city. I got a weekly gig that I've been liking for a bit there at Le Garage Cafe and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's been a really good summer just traveling around. And I've been to Toronto a handful of times or a couple times, and going back next month for another showcase. And
yeah.
So it's really great. Ever since I signed up for Manitoba Music, man, it's been really kind of unfolding. So I got to say hi to those folks, Alan Grey Eyes and everybody over there.
They're pretty great, don't they? They offer a lot of support. I mean, for someone who's just starting out in the industry, you often don't have a clue where to begin, right?
Yeah. It's been a while, though, man. I did the rock band thing when I was a little bit younger, and I've always kind of been... drawn to the singer-songwriter stuff, you know, Chris Christopherson, Johnny Cash, and all that.
Yeah.
So it's that's just where I feel most comfortable, I think, and that's why I'm so happy to be doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah, and has it taken a while for you to get comfortable being a solo performer and stuff? Like, it seemed, especially when I saw you early on, you seemed pretty nervous and didn't really know what to make of being on the stage by yourself. And lately, when I've seen you, you've been totally on. Like, you've grown a lot.
It's growing pains when you're younger. I used to get down on myself because I've always wanted a record, you know, to put something out. But everything in due time, you know, timing is everything. And I don't know if people would have cared too much for the tunes I was writing when I was 20 to, you know, 23, 24 years old. And then I just kind of got comfortable doing my own stuff and singing in the, I always just try and compete with the higher range singers.
Well, of course,
and,
yeah.
Because I thought that's where, you know, you're supposed to be. And then the real saving grace came when I did a show with Scott Nolan about 3 or so years ago for the I Don't Know More campaign.
Right.
I went down. And he was so kind and reached out, and we just became friends since then, and now we've recorded a record together, so...
Yeah,
I love that.
Even that itself seems like it's been a while in the coming, this record.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to point out, is just how when I was younger, I was really, you're anxious to put something out, you're anxious to have something with your name on it and a collection of songs, and I've always just wanted to have more than one song in a row kind of thing, you
right.
know, because you do a demo or you record one off somewhere, and then... you know, you just listen to that song to death when you're an artist coming up. And you're like, this is the greatest song I've ever heard. And like, this is the ticket, man. And then, so much to learn. And I've just been so fortunate to be surrounded by really talented friends, like, who do great things. Leonard Sumner is a big inspiration of mine.
Yeah.
Don Amaro, you know, dudes have been cutting a path and everything. And Leonard and I go way back. And now getting to know some other guys too, you know, like Richard Inman, and my good friend Allie Fontaine is always out there, and she's so much younger too, and she already has 2 records under her belt.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to kind of, it's like buying your way into the big poker game, you know. I wanted to have something legit that people could listen to and decide if they like it or not.
How did you know that it was time? Like, what said that, obviously you've wanted it for a long time, but what said, okay, let's do this right now?
It was a combination of things. A lot of, truth be told, it was just the money. Like, trying to find the cash, because I've been recording records for a long time. I've been writing songs, and back when I was, you know, 15 years old, I played on my dad Ed Prince's gospel records, and that's where I grew up learning music, was in church, and he was a pastor. And then he really gave me that love for it, you know. I came to the U of M to hopefully pursue medicine, and then I always joke that, you know, music ruined my life. And,
you were on quite the path, it seemed. You were a real promising med student, from what I heard.
Yeah, well, some will tell you that, but it was always 50-50, and those are careers, you know, music and medicine. You can't do it 50% one way. You got to commit to it all, and that was kind of the biggest fear was, you know, I thought that the big salary and the guarantees and everything was what was going to bring, you know, happiness and stability. And then I kind of found out that I just loved playing music. I loved writing. And I got into country writing and, you know, different stuff like that. Little opportunities came up here and there and kind of showed me that this is really what I wanted to do. I wanted to write good songs. So,
and did your family support you in that? Or like, were they...
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Willing to follow you on that path?
They are my biggest supporters, my family.
Yeah.
And my dad, of course, understood the monster that he created in a sense. You know, he's like, why did I ever teach you those chords?
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's your own fault for putting me where I am and traveling. When I was younger, traveling around with him and just, you know, selling CDs and playing shows in different churches and stuff, connecting with people and strangers taking you in. And it was real grassroots kind of feel when I was really young, and we'd pack our family in the car and take off and do what we could.
Yeah.
And it really showed me that I could do that, you know, I'd like to. And then I've just been kind of laying back, watching other people, like trying to perfect, you know, the singing and the playing and everything to a point that if I'm fortunate enough to do this, you know, 40 years down the line, I'm still going to like some of these songs that I'm writing now.
Right. Well, what is the measure of a good song for you? How do you say that these songs are good enough to put out? What makes you proud of these ones in particular?
It's a bit of everything, you know. I run the test by my good friends and send little voice notes to people that I respect, and, you know, even just my close buddies and stuff, and if it gets somewhat of a reaction, and if I enjoy it, and if I'm, you know, humming it the next day, and I'm like, that's that thing that I was working on, and then it just kind of gives me an indication to pursue that. And I used to write words first and then melody, and then it kind of switched around, and for a while it's been melody and then lyrics after, and now that I've kind of found this pocket of singing and playing where it is, I feel like they're all pretty okay.
And yeah.
From there, I just see how it works in like a club or something. When I was on tour in China, man.
Yeah.
I learned quick that I needed some foot stompers, something a little more upbeat. I learned to bump the capo up a bit, and you got to cut above the noise of people laughing and clinking glasses and shaking dice and all that. And it really toughened me up. 70 shows in 110 days, and it was really something, man. And then to come back here, it was surprising to people that the things I was singing and doing. So I was really happy with it.
Yeah.
And just if it's strong, if it sticks with me, I it just kind of feels right sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I know you just announced your big CD release party, right? It's finally coming out into the world. Was it December 7th, I believe?
Yes, West End Cultural Center debuted it, and I was so pumped about that. The folks over there, Jason Hooper and my good friend Kerry Stevens from Last Ditch on the Left, is one of the people there that encouraged me to come over to the West End, and they're really behind me, which is nice, you know, because they've seen me around town, and I give so much credit to Scott, always putting me in front of his audiences and, you know, letting me play and encouraging me and teaching me that the approach that we're trying to take is to draw people in, and it's not necessarily loud and fast to try and be the, you know, loudest quiet show you'll ever hear kind of thing. And I don't know. I'm really happy with where it's going now.
It's a big room with a deep, deep legacy. Does that intimidate you at all? Like trying to fill up that big room and trying to hold your own with the amazing people who've played on that stage?
Yeah, it's really inspiring, if anything, you know, to see a poster or see an event and people working for you to make it a success. I'm just really happy that the time that I haven't had a record, just leaving an impression, just, you know, trying to put out the best performance that I can, instead of worrying so much about what I leave behind. Just, you know, we connect that night, and it's really great. So I'm happy that they've been watching me doing exactly what I hope was happening.
Yeah.
You know, if I just play well, if I just go somewhere and put on the best show I can put on, you never know who's watching. And now it kind of comes back to where, you know, we'd love to have you, and that's the greatest feeling.
No kidding. Well, it is December 7th coming up. Tickets are on sale now. 15 in advance, 20 at the door. You can get them at Music Trader, the Folkfest Music Store, the Winnipeg Folk, or the West End itself, and Ticketfly.com. Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. Would you play us one of those songs?
Sure. I did a video for Manitoba Music recently for this song. This is a song called Bloom. I get so tripped up in things that ain't. Guess that's how I justify my pain. Surely I could change my tune. Be better for me, that's better for you. The gears that run this carousel have rust. Worn out from old passengers and such. Well, we're tall enough to take this ride. Let's look within, then look outside. Now I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown old. Thick as thieves, but in the end what mattered? There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is letting go. hardest part is letting go. Now you can shine, baby, shine, baby, shine. Rest your lungs for a little while. Most of all, let no one choose what's better for me and better for you. Now I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown old. Thick as thieves, but in the end what mattered? There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is letting go. The hardest part is letting go. And you can't unsee what your mind sees now. And I'm the best at leaving till I can't turn around. And the truth's been coming for a while, I know. Can't make it bloom, gotta let it grow. Can't make it bloom, gotta let it grow, yeah. Now I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown old. Thick as thieves, but in the end what mattered? There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is letting go. The hardest part is letting go. The hardest part is letting go.
Remarkable. Thank you so much. What a beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you.
Do these songs all come from your life at this point? Are they all pretty autobiographical and things that you've lived through and seen?
Yeah, it comes pretty off the sleeve. That's kind of the only way I can do it. I feel sometimes we're getting pretty abstract in this day and age,
yeah.
You know, and I'm trying to hone it in a little more literal sometimes while still preserving that. I'm not just sitting here with a broken heart, you know, like, yeah. Kind of thing. It's
yeah.
Just one of those, how can I say this in a different way because everything's already been said, and how
right.
Can I tell my story with a unique kind of twist on it?
Right.
So,
have others like Scott or maybe somebody else given you songwriting tips or helped you to get where you are now, do you think?
That's part of the observation of everybody and, you know,
yeah.
Wishing I had certain tunes of this feel or that, but definitely Scott's been the biggest influence. You know, I've always just kind of held back on my own, and I've written alone, and you know, you go to his studio and you see 100 songs on the wall.
Yeah,
and they're all gems, you
yeah.
know, and he's got 7 records behind him, and he every time I see something new he blows me away, and it's
yeah.
truly, he's one of the best songwriters, probably the best songwriter that I know. Hands down, I'm comfortable
yeah.
saying that. And he just goes, man. He's a machine. He does
yeah.
it so genuinely. You know, it's always been about the song. It's never been about where it might fit. It's just,
yeah.
you know, where it fits to him and that particular moment. And then I just started to, you know, embrace that for myself, because I would go there and, you know, that song started out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it started out really big.
Yeah.
Now I can see you didn't need my kind of thing. And then he's like, you know, we can calm it down a bit. And like, I can see you didn't need my flowers. You know?
Yeah.
And so to kind of put some style on it is, I just see that as his time, you know,
yeah.
writing and touring and traveling and everything. And he's advancing me some knowledge and tips and everything that I could go out there and get my ass kicked for 15 years to learn, you know. So definitely Scott Nolan has put me where I kind of am right now.
Yeah. By the way, Scott has given us permission to play some songs off of his brand new record coming up in a little
Silver
bit.
Hill.
So, is it not great or what? It's like
I've been listening to it for 2 years now. That's the thing. It's, we didn't even intend it this way, but we're releasing our records in the same week, which is crazy.
That's
I'm on the Monday night. And then later that week on the Saturday, December 12th, he's going to be putting out Silver Hill, so I'll definitely be there. And, you know, he's taking me on these cool gigs where we'll go play the whole record at, like, the Times, and I just sing harmonies on it or sing it at the Goodwill, and calls me up. So I've come to know that record inside and out. My family has, too, because he was so kind to give us a copy. And, you know, my mom and dad would play it all the time when they're traveling to the city. It's such a traveling record. It's really something.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Can't wait to play some of it for you. And we'll get to that in a minute. Do you want to play just some more songs, though?
Yeah, whatever you need, man.
Oh, hey. I could listen to you all night. Like, every time I've seen you, I've felt like, oh, it's over already? So if you want to play, you know, some songs, I'd be fine with that.
Can we play any song?
Any song you want.
A cover tune, maybe, or something?
Whatever you like, sir.
You said you wanted to play some tracks, but I played this one. I just got back from a gig just now.
Yeah.
And I love doing this one, so. And if Brian Barkley's listening, I say congratulations on his retirement, and he really likes when I sing this one. Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. It went down, 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 and the flames, they went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child, and oh, the fire went wild. Oh, the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. It went down, 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 and the flames, they went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Recognize that one.
Yeah.
You might have heard that one somewhere before.
I just wrote that, actually. Just the other night.
It sounds timeless.
It doesn't decay. It's going to be one of those, Jeff.
That's a beautiful thing. So you're still doing a lot of covers in your set, I assume.
Actually, I've never done covers.
Oh, really?
That's the thing. I've kind of always shied away from them, and it's only in the last 100 gigs that I've started to kind of say, you know what? when you walk into a place and nobody knows you and you kind of got to earn them. And I thought I was, you know, beyond the cover, but nobody is when you're starting out. And so I just kind of wanted to play some of the stuff that my dad loved to listen to.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest thing in deciding. I love to play like Christofferson tunes and all that. Yeah. So, but it's been kind of fun, you know.
Yeah.
It helps you become a better singer and appreciate the classic tunes and everything. It gives you structure. So I dig.
Well, Will, I'm not so sure that you need to worry about becoming a better singer. Your voice is a remarkable instrument. It's one of those things you couldn't learn to sing like that. You got to be born with it. It's quite a gift. I mean, did that come out as a child?
It's been like this since.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No, but were you singing early and confident in that voice? Or
no, I like I said, I just kind of started singing to sing, and my dad always had a low voice. I always say it's my dad's voice, and it just kind of got altered a bit to me and everything. His was even lower.
Yeah.
And then he was the one that could really hone in on it and show me those old, like, give my love to Rose and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that was one of the biggest, you know, inspirations in getting the record done. I was really hoping to, you know, have it ready and in time and everything. And, you know, just over 2 months now, he passed away.
Yeah.
And he never got to hear the final thing. But I know that he knows all the songs, because every time I go visit and hang out with him and my mom, I'd show him an idea or something.
Yeah.
He'd be always my biggest fan and supporter. And he'd encourage it. And he's like, you're really starting to own your sound and your voice. And, you know, he'd always say something about his dad, you know, my grandpa and everything. He's like, you know, Grandpa Albert and Grandpa Edward, they were guys, baritone, they'd sing in church, the low harmonies and all that. So I just kind of started to embrace that. And I was like, why try and fight my way into an area that I'm not fully comfortable and just kind of enjoy it down here kind of
thing. Was your dad a writer as well, or?
He's written some songs. He wrote some songs in his time, yeah. He had a record called Won't That Be a Morning. It was a gospel record we cut when I was about 17.
Yeah.
And we did it studio in the city here. And he'd write traditional kind of old four-time gospel tunes and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. And there's a special treat on the record towards the end that I won't give away just yet, but I'm sure you can imagine I kind of pay, you know, homage to him and everything. And he's got a song on the record too called Eddie Boy that I really like.
Oh, wow.
I'm happy about. So.
Awesome. Good. And the record comes out December 7th at the Westin Cultural Center. It's going to be a big, big show, I'm sure. And I know you're looking forward to it. I sure as hell am.
It's called Earthly Days.
Yeah.
That's what the record's called.
So. Do you want to pick one more song before you go, or should we just go to the title track?
Yeah, if you want to do that one, that'd be great.
All right. It's such a powerful song. I know that one comes straight from your heart as well.
Yeah, we shot a video for it.
My
good friend Danny Schuer and I, Danny just finished filming this Terry Sawchuk documentary about the famed goalie from, you know, East Kildonan.
Yeah.
And he went on to play with the Detroit Red Wings and won them 3 Stanley Cups. And then he had this song, Made in Winnipeg, that we just released a video for today. So if you search that one on YouTube, but go take a peek at Earthly Days, because I'm really proud of that one. You know, shows off kind of why I do what I do.
Yeah.
You know, it's I love the connections I make with people, and, you know, being in love is one of the things that I thrive in, I feel.
Yeah.
Who isn't, you know, happier or some sense, but you know, there comes songs from being alone, and then there comes songs from being together with somebody, and this was definitely probably the greatest, one of the greatest songs I've ever written, I think.
It's certainly a powerful, powerful thing.
Just for what it means to me, not saying it's one of the best songs, but, you know, when it comes to my own personal feel towards things, I love the content, I love the person that it's about, you know, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud to name my record after it. And, December 7th is a special day for that, too.
You must have scored some serious points with that song.
Well, it did, you know. It
you don't have to buy a gift for years now. Just remember that song I wrote you?
You got to live it, though, you know. You can't just write it
absolutely.
And rest on it. So, and trying my best to apply parts of it, and I could be better in a lot of areas, too. And I hope that's, like, somewhat of a baseline reminder of a time when, you know, this person and I got together.
And Lynn Miles sings on it. Are you a Lynn Miles fan? Are you aware of Lynn Miles? I know that Scott kind of pulled that string for
I was in Toronto when Lynn was in town. And, I just went and watched a couple YouTube videos of her. And Scott, think about Scott, when he tells you about somebody, he gives you a background, he gives you a story, he lets you know just why this person is so legendary, you know, Canada's Emmy Lou Harris, essentially. And she's so talented, and I hadn't heard her voice, and he's like, you got to hear Lynn's I picture it on this. And then so while I was away, Lynn came into the studio and laid down the backing vocals in the chorus of Earthly Days, and when I heard it, I was blown away, especially in the last chorus. It's a very simple song, and towards the end she just lifts it with this one note that I just get chills with every time.
Well, it's a beautiful song. I can't wait to play it for people again. I think I've played it on every show that I've done.
No way.
Since this song came out.
Wow.
Bought it twice.
Thanks. Like,
I just love it. I think it's so amazing, and it's so great to have you down here finally, and hopefully you won't be a stranger.
No, I'd love to
come back before that CD release, or any time at all. You just say the word.
Maybe day of, man. Let me know if you need. So it's a Monday, so I'll do whatever you need. And thank you so much for having me, man. I appreciate it. I see you. You know, I have so much appreciation for the people that are constantly, you know, just liking and commenting on things this social media day and age. But I appreciate you always sharing my stuff and encouraging people to listen, man. You know, not just like, this is great. Like, this is great because of guys like you who have a passion for music. You know, guys like me can actually find our way into different areas. So.
Well, that's what we do down here at UMFM. It's all about the passion. That's why we do these shows. It's because we love the music and we want people to be able to experience it. And so if we're going to keep doing what we do, you got to help us out a little bit, if you don't mind. 204-474-6610 or go to umfm.com.
Cool. And just before we go, I can't leave without saying hi to Jamie Sitar, if he's out there too. Such a huge integral part of how this record's turned out. So the team of Scott Nolan and Jamie Sitar have really brought this to life for me. So I got to give a lot of credit to those guys for what this is.
All right, here it is, the title track, Earthly Days, William Prince.
Of my eye, covered in grace, 'cause you worked in a diner, kind to every son and daughter. Girl, I swear this been coming for a long, long time. And any bed is a queen when there's one laying in it. All great things had their beginnings. Feel it in your gaze, you're just looking for some peace of mind. Took us 6 years and 4 days to finally get married. Look at me, getting all carried away. From my fears is where we will tarry on. And I swear you could show me the light. Bring me back to Jesus Christ, 'cause I want more than just these earthly days. You can have all my earthly days. Go ahead and take all my earthly days. Lay awake all and my earthly days. You can have all my earthly days. You can have all my earthly days. Go ahead and take all my earthly days. Lay awake all night in my earthly days. You can have all
All right, that beautiful thing right there is William Prince, Earthly Days.